From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In North Carolina, many Hispanic community leaders have been flooded with menacing emails, letters, and phone calls. That's since an immigration reform bill failed in Congress last year. Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio reports on how some Latino advocates are protecting themselves.
A lot of people have written Andrea Bazan over the years about her work with a state Hispanic organization. She keeps the mail in an enormous three-ring binder stuffed in crackly plastic pages.
So here I have just, you know, all kinds of letters and then, you know, cards from people that I didn't even know.
At first, Bazan says, there were notes of support. Next came letters and emails criticizing illegal immigration.
And then, you know, very ugly letters that initially were just about the issue and then the community, and then eventually they became personal.
Some tell her to go back to where she came from. Others mention her children. But it wasn't until this year she became worried. Bazan gets intimidating phone calls and death threats. She has observed people watching her house.
I think this is definitely crossing the line, and I don't think none of us ever expected for things to get so ugly.
Bazan now takes a bodyguard to some public events. Many other Hispanic advocates and even state lawmakers have received threats, too. This comes as North Carolina grapples with one of the country's fastest-growing Latino populations. Some local politicians have made cracking down on illegal immigration a big issue in their campaigns.
Illegal immigrants cost North Carolina taxpayers over $770 million a year. That's wrong. Fortunately, we have Nino Reeves, proven leader, standing firm for our conservative values.
Reeves lost in the primary, but other candidates continue to take strong stands against illegal immigration. The state's community colleges have barred illegal immigrants from enrolling. A sheriff just outside Raleigh has been quoted saying Mexicans are trashy and breed like rabbits. That bothers Mark Potok, who monitors hate groups for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The debate has been, essentially, at least in many quarters, what is wrong with those people with brown skins? Why did they come here bearing leprosy? Why did they fill one-third of our prison cells? These are all propaganda statements which are entirely false, but which one hears now every day or very often on talk radio and even on cable television news.
According to Potok, hate crimes against Latinos increased by a third between 2003 and 2006. He says anti-Hispanic hate groups are also on the rise. In North Carolina, one of the most outspoken critics of Latino advocates is William Gein, the head of Americans for Legal Immigration. He coordinates email campaigns, but says he had nothing to do with any threatening messages.
But the reason that they're getting those is because those groups are engaged in activities, political activities, that some North Carolinians feel are downright hostile. And so that's why they're getting those types of responses. It's because of their own actions.
But authorities have taken note of the harassment. Last month, a judge sentenced a North Carolina man to 45 days in federal prison for emailing a death threat to the National Council of La Raza. Standing outside a Raleigh courtroom, La Raza's president, Janet Murguia, called on police to be vigilant about prosecuting hate speech.
It's a sad day for all of us when we have to come to this point, but hopefully our government will continue to bring these cases to the forefront.
Murguia says her group is already working with the FBI on several other cases. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.